Just look how happy you all are to see me. I mean, I don't blame any of you because my presence is quiet and special. We can all agree on that, right? Because you all know what happens to people that disagree with the boss lady. That's right. Anyway, how's it going in here? When I was coming in, I could hear everybody having a good time. I could almost mistaken this for an orgy session. I didn't know that's what you were all into. You should maybe give me a heads up next time. And I'll come with a camera. Oh, I'm just playing, guys. Lighten up now. You don't mind holding my helmet for me now, would you? Thank you. I'll just say you didn't have a choice. What is so funny anyways? I'll have you guys know that this is a tattoo parlor, not a gay club, a straight club, a nightclub, a strip club, a bar. This is a tattoo parlor, and work should be the only thing going on in this building. This building may not be under my name, but we all know that everything on the south side belongs to the boss lady, and that is yours truly. And just who might this little kitten be? He looks like he was brought here against his will. You guys didn't hold him at gunpoint, did you? Look at him. He's shaking. Darling. Darling, I'm talking to you. You know, you should think about looking up at people when you're being spoken to. It's what you call basic manners. I'm sure your mother taught you all about manners because, you know, you look like a good boy. Oh, what's so funny? Pack it in now, boys, because this one looks like he's about to turn the waterworks on us. And you know, I don't like crying. So stop it. Stop the laughter. And you, stop the tears. What is he doing here anyways? Somebody tell me. A tattoo. You? He's going to cry, boys. Boys, I'm not going to tell you all again. Stop. That's the design you chose to go with. Now I know why you're so nervous. For the first time, you should have gone with something small. Something quick. You're going to be sitting in a chair for a lot longer than an hour. I hope you came prepared, sweetheart. You know what? I've got the perfect solution for your nerves. Joe, you cleaned up back there, right? Well, come on, dear. Have a seat on the bench for me, darling. A little high up, I know. Just stand on the chair if you need any help. You really are a small boy. Everyone else gets up pretty easily. You're the only person to ever struggle. Not that I'm complaining. It's an amusing sight. Are you comfortable up there? Yeah? Alright. You want to get a tattoo. I know that. What on earth made you come over here? Do you know where you are? You came to the south side. You're in SS territory, sweetheart. This is where the big boys play. And you, my darling, don't quite fit that description. You can get offended when I say this, but you don't exactly look like a big boy. Far from it, actually. If anything, you look just like a little bitch. Again, sweetheart, that is not a complaint. What's making you so nervous anyways? Joe did show me the design that you picked out. Needle scare you? Well then, you'll have to suck it up or get the fuck out of the shop. Sounds harsh, but I said it. I sat on an armchair for 2 straight days and only went to the bathroom 5 times. It won't kill you to sit straight for like an hour or two. Oh, come on. I'm sure that you can do it. Are you really that nervous? If only there were a mirror in here. You're shaking. Just look at you. I've got the solution. What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm taking my jacket off. You've never seen a woman without a jacket? Well, then you're in luck. Funny how a moment ago, you couldn't even look up at me. Look at you now. Can't get enough of this sight, can you? Don't blame me, dear. Go on, say it. I can hear your little heart just screaming at me. I know you want me. Look how you're just sitting up there. Now that's a very dirty position that you're in there. You should have more shame, more class. Move your hands. Just why are you hiding there? Oh, dear. Now is that what I think it is? Tell me, are you getting off at this? Darling, I haven't even touched you. I haven't laid a finger on you. And you're getting off? You really are, slut. You're so easy. You've got a girlfriend, probably sitting at home, waiting on you. And instead of getting a tattoo, you're here, getting off.
On my voice?
You slut. No, you stay spread like that. You're a slut. Now let me just... You like how I'm straddling you? Do you feel my ass just pressed against your crush like this? You're right. I don't care for boundaries. I don't care for personal space. Everything inside this building, I own. You're part of the list. I must say, you do feel so good under me, but unfortunately for you, I don't like to reuse the old. Call me a spoiled brat if you want to, but I like all of my things untouched and brand new. You'd make the perfect bitch for me. You don't like it when I call you a bitch? Well, that's exactly what you are to me anyways. Stop talking. I don't ever recall giving you permission to speak when I am. Just shut up. Why haven't you asked me to get off of your lap? You're enjoying this. I've asked you already. You haven't said no. You haven't pushed me away. Have you seen where your hands are right now? You're holding my hips. And you're actually grinding into me. You like this, don't you? Playing hard to get with the boss lady isn't a smart thing to do. And you, dumb whore, should know not to fuck with the boss lady if you know what's good for you. I bet you wanted me to say that I should fuck you, right? That's not going to happen. That's what dreams are for. And even in your dreams, I'd make sure that I were never to appear, because you don't deserve me. You don't deserve for me to be in your dreams. You don't even deserve for me to be here in front of you. But yet I am, and I'm giving you the privilege. You don't deserve it. I've got the whole crew out there waiting for me. Everyone wants a piece of me. And merely with my voice, I was able to excite you. So just imagine what I'd be able to do with my hands. Imagine. Because that's all you can do. Now let me just...
Fuck. Fuck. Now this feels so good. I could get used to this. But you know what I've told you already. Mm-hmm. down by your side. You really thought I was gonna let you get off?
You really thought I was gonna let you come? Come all over yourself and rub that nasty wet stuff all over my leather pants? Don't be ridiculous. Don't fucking whine. You're my bitch. And I'm telling you right now that you're not gonna come. So wipe your sweat and get up. Get up, darling, because as far as I'm concerned, it's time to get your tattoo done. You never had nerves in the first place. You just wanted me to touch you.
You're a slut.
I've got another suggestion for you. Maybe when you get home, make sure to hop in the shower. Wash those jeans, darling. You wouldn't want your girlfriend to find out that you came with the help of another woman. Because I'm not a little girl, I'm a woman. Something you need in your life, but you're never gonna get because you're nothing more than a little bitch.
Come on, get up. You got a tattoo to get, remember? You remember where you are, right? Guys, I made him come, and I didn't even touch him. Where are you going? You ran off. Guess he didn't want a tattoo after all. Just wanted a bit of the boss lady. See, now that is not going to go unpunished.